This week, we're sweeping across the vast expanse of Europe and Asia between the 9th and the 13th centuries. And once again, we're not going to be focused on the Mediterranean. We're dealing with two great arcs of trade, one that begins in Iraq and Afghanistan, rises north into Russia, and ends here in Britain, and another in the south, spanning the Indian Ocean from Indonesia to Africa. The week's objects range from today's precious Viking treasure from Yorkshire to a few pottery fragments from a beach in Africa. Between them, they bring to life the travellers, the traders and the raiders who helped to shape this world. When you use the words traders and raiders, one group of people above all springs to mind, the Vikings. Vikings have always excited the European imagination, and their reputation has fluctuated violently. In the 19th century, the British saw them as savage bad guys, horn-helmeted rapers and looters. For the Scandinavians, of course, it was different. The Vikings there were the all-conquering heroes of Nordic legend. The Vikings then went through a stage of being seen by historians as rather civilized, more tradesmen and travelers than pillagers. In fact, they became almost cuddly. This recent discovery of the Vale of York hoard makes them seem a bit less cuddly and looks set to revive the aggressive Vikings of popular tradition, but now with a dash of cosmopolitan glamour. And the truth, I think, is that that's what the Vikings have always been about. Glitz with violence. The England of the early 900s was divided between territories occupied by the Vikings, most of the north and the east, while the south and the west were controlled by the great Anglo-Saxon kingdom of Wessex.